among the most disappointed citizens in the last night's results from New Hampshire were the Barack Obama supporters who gathered at the Hip Hop Soda Shop in North Tampa. Dozens of people had gathered in the early evening at the Fowler Avenue restaurant to watch the election results and celebrate another Obama victory. But that did not happen. Before the polls closed, however, the feeling of optimism was thick in the air as supporters discussed what they would do next to try to bring the Illinois Senator the Democratic nomination. Those who came to view the election results at the Hip Hop Soda Shop were given a sheet of paper describing 10 ways they could help Barack Obama win the Democratic nomination. Organizer Terry Watson said that will include sending volunteers to early voting primary states.
We have in the early states right now, we have a couple of people freezing up in New Hampshire. They are attending a party right now, and Barack Obama will be joining them. The word I've gotten from the field is they went up there and they spent 16-hour days canvassing and phone banking for Barack Obama in the snow. Now, for volunteers from Florida, that's quite a chore. We are sending 30 volunteers to South Carolina. 30 volunteers.
Obama's postpartisan appeal, as some have called it, includes bringing in independents and Republicans into his fold. Darren Robinson is registered independent, who admits he voted for George W. Bush twice. But he says Barack Obama's message is the right one in 2008.
21 years in the military, very conservative. This is, you know, I have never been to any kind of event. I've never wanted to participate in helping someone get elected. And this guy has really moved me and changed my attitude and mindset.
Kevin Beckner is an undecided Democrat who came out to the Obama election party. Beckner, who plans to run against Republican Brian Blair for Hillsborough County Commission this fall, says he embraces Obama's call for change and says he hopes the county is ready to embrace change on a local level as well.
I think you're going to start seeing, again, a real change. When you take a look at the number of registered Democratic voters, it outpaces the other parties, you know, that with the independents. And again, when they take a look at what our county government has done over the last 8 years, especially on the county commission, I think people are really ready for an individual, a visionary leader that will actually go back and focus on the real priorities that this county needs to focus on to move it forward in the future.
Local supporters who call themselves the Tampa Bay O-Train have held regular meetings over the past year in Ybor City and St. Petersburg, as well as creating social networking sites on MySpace and Facebook. In the waning days of the campaign in New Hampshire, both Hillary and Bill Clinton began sniping more about Barack Obama, with the former president complaining that Obama has gotten a free ride from the media, enraged that the Obama campaign is the biggest fairy tale he's ever seen. Former Tampa mayoral candidate Frank Sanchez is the regional fundraising chairman for the Obama campaign and an advisor for Obama on Latin American issues. He expects that the campaign will continue to be heated throughout the primary season.
Well, I think anytime you become the front runner, you get a target on your back. And I fully expect Senator Obama to be attacked from all angles, not just whoever remains in the campaign on the Democratic side, but the Republicans are going to start taking shots at him. But that comes with the turf, and I have every confidence that Senator Obama is up to the task.
Obama has done just as well, if not better, than Hillary Clinton in fundraising the past year. His campaign manager wrote in a memo today that he had raised $500,000 alone since midnight after his three-point loss became official. Regional campaign fundraising chairman Frank Sanchez said he has been besieged by financial supporters since the insurgent victory for Obama last week in Iowa.
My phone has been ringing off the hook. My email is overflowing. People want to be a part of this magic moment.
Patrick Cannon has been the co-chair of the Tampa Bay O-Train since last April. He said two-thirds of the dozens of people showing up at the Hip Hop Soda Shop were new faces, an indication of the growing movement behind the Illinois Senator's campaign. Echoing comments made by journalist Andrew Sullivan recently in the Atlantic Monthly magazine, Cannon said the election of a black man who was raised partly in Indonesia would be a boost to the U.S. damaged credibility around the world after 7 years of the George W. Bush administration.
The Iraq War has severely damaged the United States' credibility abroad, and I think the world is pulling for a Barack Obama win. Not only because he's a person of color and that it would signify a huge growth on the part of this nation to elect someone like that, but also because he was opposed to this war from the start, and they want to see a U.S. president who's going to pull us out of that war and start healing the wounds that this nation has caused through its foreign policy.
25-year-old Erin Moyes said she has never been actively involved in politics until Obama announced his candidacy early last year.
I'm the co-coordinator for the youth outreach group, and people were trying to get young people, college-age people, young professionals really fired up, volunteering any way we can, just getting the word out, educating people.
Moyes said she chose to support Obama over John Edwards and Hillary Clinton because he came out early against the war in Iraq while still in the Illinois State Senate, as opposed to his top challengers, who both voted to authorize military action.
I think it's really important. I think it was a really big step to make and a really important statement for him to make when it was really unpopular. I really respect him for that.